I believe say next week there won't be a shiur tzeirah of Rosh Hashanah, but Aseres Mitzvah will be learning the Mitzvah Hashem together. Okay, Rabbi, so I will go through the sugya now again, just the whole sugya of Rosh HaMizbeach. So let's just read the Mishnah again. Kol Shekol Hinu Rosh HaMizbeach. Doesn't sound like it's on. If Kol Shekol Hinu Rosh HaMizbeach, yeah, it should be on. Is that not? What? It's what? Oh, it's not working. Okay. So basically, we have here machlokes tanoim, if the entire mizbeach is kosher for kodesh kedoshim, or only the chatzi mizbeach l'tzofen is kosher for kosher kedosh. So the Gemara says, what's the makor for the makoris for the shittas in the Mishnah? Omer Rab Yosi, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rab Yechon, and Omer Omer Rab Yosi, kulim mizbeach b'tzofen koi. The Tana Kama Rab Yosi is machsher the entire top of the mizbeach for all korbanos. He holds that the entire mizbeach is b'tzofen. And therefore, it's kosher. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, so why does he say ki'ilu? It is the tzof. What does he have? Why is he machshered? Ki'ilu b'tzofen sounds like it's not b'tzofen. Says the Gemara, umay ki'ilu b'tzofen? Why does the Mishnah say it's ki'ilu nishchetu b'tzofen? So the Gemara says, ma'u d'teime, I would think it has to be by the leg, by the base of the mizbeach, which that's what the word yerach means. Komash malon, that not. So last week we spent a lot of time on the shakl of attire, the havamina maskone. And the truth is that even more, I just gave it more thought after the shiur last week. It's even more muchach than we were saying. We were saying, Lamaisa, the Mishnah uses Losh and Kilu. Mashmah, that it's not Mamish Tzof. The truth is, that's Mamish Muchach like that. Because when the Gemara says, Salkadai Techamine, Ma'u Deteime, Be'inan Al Yerech Veleko, Komash Malon. That's just the reason why you need the Mishnah to say Kilu. That's why you need the Mishnah to say kosher. That's not a reason why the Mishnah has to say kilu. Right? That's a tzrichas of the Mishnah. Or as the Gemara is asking, what do you need this Mishnah for? No? If the Mizbech is bitzofen. So what do I need the Mishnah to tell you that Rosh HaMizbech is kosher? Of course it's kosher. Meaning the Gemara is only explaining the tzrichas of the Mishnah. If you hold that the whole Mizbech is bitzofen, so what do we need this Mishnah for? The Mishnah is not telling me a Chiddush at all. Top of the Mizbeach is no worse than the floor. One second. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ma'u d'teimo, b'inan al yerach ha-mizbeach. Komash will not. So the Gemara is just explaining why we need the Mishnah. Meaning, in spite of the fact that the Mizbeach is b'tzofen, so that would be enough of a reason why it's kosher. Right, I don't have to come on to the fact that I'm Baruch HaMizbeach. It's kosher because it's in the right place. No, I would think it's the wrong place. Ma'al detainment is the wrong place. Kamash Mal is the right place. So you're still not explaining the Kilu. The Kilu Mamonav Shech doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
The ki'ilu mimanamshach doesn't make sense. You're only explaining the tzrichasa. The only thing you explained was the tzrichasa of the Mishnah. The ki'ilu of the Mishnah you didn't explain. The Mishnah, if the Mishnah would have just said, kachik adashim, sheshachtam bereisham mizbeach, Reb Yosi Eimek Shera, that would be fine. On that, the Gemara could have said, on that, the Gemara should have said, pshite, kulim mizbeach petzofen koi. And for the Gemara, mao de tema, meaning, the Gemara's kasha, when we read it, we're reading my ki'ilu. But really, the Gemara's a better kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, if the kulim is bech petzofen koi, so my kamashma.
Maybe that itself, but it doesn't sound like that
for the Gemara. No. So on that, it would be enough to say, Kotchik and Joshim, Shochtam Borei Shem is Be'ech. Shek. And if you would say that, first of all, it's not, it doesn't work, but let's say we would say David's Chiddush, then maybe the Mishnah is trying to teach you where the Mizbech is. Then the Kilu is a Medrash Pliya. Because then, the Mishnah actually threw out a phraseology that would make you think it's not Petzof. Maskone. Because the Ma'u the Tema would be white. If the Mishnah would have just said, Akashi Kadashim Shishachtam Hashem is Bech Shego, so David, what would you think? Then it's not Petzof. So now it's at Kosher that it is Petzof. But the Mishnah didn't say that. They said Kilu was Petzof. So if the only chiddush of the Mishnah would have been to tell you where the mizbeach is, then the ki'ilu nishchat betzafen would be undermining the ikar chiddush.
Unless it's physically not betzafen.
Oh, exactly. But now that the Gemara is saying according to Rabbi Yosi, the kulim mizbeach is betzafen. It is betzafen, right? So the answer of ma'u detema bina al yerach hamizbeach, right, doesn't now explain the kilu.
Right.
It only explains why you need the Mishnah. Does not explain the kilu. So it's almost unacceptable. L'chayr, it's unacceptable to say that the top of the Mizbech is Kitzov. We'll have to see how it works. We want to say maybe it's Machlekes Rishayna. Kilu can't mean if Kulim Mizbech Petzov and Koi. Right? If kulim is bech betzofen koi, and taka the roish mizbech is kosher because it is tzofen, so then the kilu doesn't work. That's nonsense. Maskana, the kilu doesn't work. There's no way to make the kilu work because it is betzofen and it's kosher because it's tzofen. There's no kilu. The avamina would be that it's not betzofen. Because tzofen requires al yerach, kamash malon, that we don't require al yerach, right? So then you don't need kilu. Then kol az vachem shenis kol shekadosh shoch roshem mizbech ksheirin. The kilu. I'm trying to tell you something very simple. Anything but that the top of the mizbech is not tzofen, the kilu is undermining the Mishnah. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That we already know. That's a sugi earlier. That if you toilet, if the sheikhet is toilet b'avir, it's possible. That's what all the Rishonim, Liza, you weren't here last week, that was what we were struggling with. Yeah, well, that's what we were struggling with. Well, all I'm saying is, I don't see any other way to understand. How else could we understand what's going on here? Meaning, there is no way to explain, there's no plausible way to explain kilu. The Gemara, at most, the Gemara is explaining what the Havamina would be, why it's not a Makom Shechita. And that's why our Mishnah has to tell you it is a Makom Shechita. But if it's Takatzofen, so the Kilu is undermining that Chiddush. Because Kilu implies it's not Tzofen. Right? Kilu Basna. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Oimer Mechatzi Mizbech Odom Kedom. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yosi holds Kulim Mizbech Sof and Koi. My Kilu, my Tetemi Nal Yerecham Mizbech Voleko, come on, Shmuel, that it's good. Right? Omar Le Rav Zer, Le Rav Aser, Le Meat, Le Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. So now, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Chetzi Bitzof and Chetzi Bitzof. Because he splits them as bech. Chetzi b'tzof and chetzi b'dor. He says half the mizbech is only half as kosher for shechit as kosher kadosh. So he must say that the mizbech half-half. V'chitei mahochanami. Now this is where totally we go. Ma mishapela. V'o'atu da'amut mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan. Moide Rabbi Yosi bar Yehudeh. Shem shochton kenegdom bakarka apsulim. If you shechted it on the ground parallel to the mizbeach, it's possible. Okay? So basically we're saying that if you're going to tell me that take Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds chetziv b'tzofayin v'chetziv b'dorim, and that's why he holds you divide the mizbeach half and half, half of the tzofayin is kosher, for kosher kedoshim, and the half of the dorim is possible. So he says, but we've had to the Amrit, Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan, that according to Rabbi Yosi, if you shecht it on the karka, it's possible. But look at the Lashon. Moide. What's Moide? Moide Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda? Moide to who? He's Moide to who? Tanakame? For Tanakame, of Kulim is Be'ech Patsof and Goy. I thought you said that according to the Tanakame, according to Rabbi Yosi, the first time of the Mishnah, Kulim is Be'ech Patsof and Goy. Right? That's why the whole Mizbech is kosher for Shechitas Kosher Kedoshim. Because the entire roof of the entire base, forget the roof, the entire base of the Mizbech is Patsof. Yeah? So if the entire base of Mizbech is Patsof, that's why it's kosher. Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda holds half as Patsof and half as Bedon. The Gemara is saying, what do you mean? So if that's Taka Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda holds, so why does he hold Kenegde Bakaka possible? Should be kosher. If he did it on the ground, parallel to the Mizbeach, should be kosher. Right? That's the Gemara's cash. Right? So, what's the Moida? Moida to who? For Atu Dam Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan, Moida Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda is Moida to who? Tanakama holds the whole floor is kosher. Tanakama holds Kulim is Be'ech Patsof and Goy. Tanakama holds Kulim is Be'ech Patsof and Goy. Right now the Gemara is learning that the reason why the carbon is kosher on top of the Mizbech is because it is on the Tzof. According to Rabbi Yosi, according to Tanakama, the entire Mizbech is Patsof. And that's the reason why it's kosher. Right? Which means that according to the Tanakhama, the entire base of the Mizbech is kosher, v'shechit is kosher kadosh. That's what it means. The entire floor, parallel to where the Mizbech is sitting, is kosher, v'shechit is kosher kadosh. So what are you telling me now? Moed Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that the entire space is possible. What's the moed then? The whole thing doesn't work. The whole thing in the Chabkishlam. The Gemara goes from Elameyata, according to you, L'chayr the Mizbech has to be Chetzi B'dorim, for Chetzi B'tzof, and according to the second Tanakh of the Mishnah. Oy bazoi, half the floor should be kosher. Meaning, at this point in the Gemara, what is the Gemara holding? According to Anakama, the whole floor should be kosher. And according to Rizzi, really, half should be kosher, half should be possible. That's what comes out, right? That's the whole point of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, "Lidvarecha that you're learning that the mizbech is betzofen according to Rabbi Yosi, which means that according to Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, it's chetziv betzofen v'chetziv bedorim, right? So lidvarecha, according to you, then the floor should also be half and half kosher." According to Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechanan says, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's all possible. Right? But look at the Lashon. Moide Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Who's he moide to? To the Tanakama? Tanakama holds the whole thing is kosher. Stam, you could slog up the whole member from the moide. Just the word moide knocks off everything. More than the whole kosher. The moide slogs up the whole stickle tail. He's moide to who, to what, to when? There's no moide here. What? We're talking about the moedim is to the Baal Plukta. Whenever you have a moedim b'shas, it's to the Baal Plukta. The Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda is Rabbi Yossi, who holds Kulim is Be'ach, but Sofen Koi. Where? But he's not a Baal Plukta here. The Mishnah and Braisa, all we have is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. Those are he's the Baal Plukta. I mean, you want to walk around Shas and try to find something, you try to find something with it. But that's not what's going on over here. Rav Yochanan is saying that in this machlokes, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, in this machlokes, he's moide that if you shechted it on the floor, it's possible. He's moide to who? It can only be Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi holds the whole Mizbech is B'tzaf and Koi. It's like Moshe Kapoya. So the Gemara is asking like a subtle question. The Gemara is asking a subtle question. This thing just throws out everything that we said. Because this proves, this member of Rabbi Yochanan proves, that L'chay Rekulim Mizbech B'dorim Koi. According to the Tanakham. You're saying now that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi holds Kulim Mizbech Betzof and Koi. And Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda holds it's half and half. So then L'chayra, the basin of Mizbeach, should be kosher also half and half. And according to Rabbi Yossi, what should be? The whole base should be kosher. Hom Rabbi Yochanan moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. He's made it to Rav Yossi, the Tanakhama, it's cool his back with Sofen Koi. That is puzzle. Yeah. It's Moshe Kapoya. It would make sense. Moide Rav Yossi by Yehuda, Shem Shochton Bakarka. No, that is all puzzle. That would Shaykh Moide. Rav Yossi by Yehuda is the one who holds the Mizbeach at this point is half Bedor. And therefore the Gemara is making the assumption. Basically the Gemara is saying is you have to duplicate the opinion on the top of the Mizbeach to the floor of the Mizbeach. That's the whole Mahalach of the Sugya. We have to duplicate the floor to the top. So if you tell, that's what the Gemara is saying, Lidvarecha. According to you, Ela Me'ata now according to you, that you're learning the reason why the top of the Mizbech is all kosher for kosher Kedoshim is because Kulim Mizbech Mitzvah from Koi, which means that the base of the Mizbech is Bitzofen and the top reflects the base. So then according to Rav Yossi, by Yehuda, at least half of the floor should be kosher. At least half the floor should be kosher. Because he holds half the Mizbech as Bitzof and half as Bedor. And the Gemara says that can't be. Because we have a member from Rabbi Yochanan that moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, that if you shecht it on the bottom, it's possible. He's moide to who? Rabbi Yossi holds the... If you're going now, if the Mahalach of the Sugya now is that the floor reflects the top, and the top reflects the floor, it's one Halach. Right? That's clearly how the Gemara is going now. Right? So if that's the Mahalach of the Gemara, so that would mean that according to Rav Yossi, the whole floor of the Mizbeach is kosher. And the Gemara is saying the reason why is because Kulei Mizbeach Betzal from Kohen. The Gemara says, if Kulim is Bech, but Sofen Koi, what's the Havamina? Mal de tema bin an al gera, kamash won that. Fine. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Yosi bar Yehuda, Lachoya also needs the mal de tema. Right? There's no difference. Meaning, according to Rav Yosi bar Yehuda, never used the word kilu. He just said half on its softness. He never said kilu. But Lachoya, it's the same mal de tema. Meaning, and why, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, do you need the Mishnah to tell you half on this side is kosher and half on this side? Because ma'al d'tema, even the half that's on the tzofen is not yerach. It's the same ma'al d'tema. I don't see any reason. I don't see any reason to make a distinction. It's the same thing. Right? Same thing. So. Exactly. The Gemara is going now that the top of the Mizbeach is reflecting the bottom of the Mizbeach. And that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. At this point in the Gemara, the only Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the top of the Mizbeach reflects the bottom of the Mizbeach. The Havamina would be Makom Shechit is only by the base of the Mizbeach. Kamash one that the top reflects the bottom. That's all. There's no lochayrin. There's no machlokes tanoim about whether that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. At this point, the chiddush of the Mishnah is only one chiddush. Now the tema that the top of the mizbech is not a makom shchita. Kamash one that it is a makom shchita. That's all. That's the whole thing. The shas is a mizbech. That's why the Gemara is saying lidvaracha. According to Biyosi by Yehuda, the mizbech has to be in the middle. The way you're explaining the Mishnah. Because the Gemara doesn't want to make a new machlokes. The Gemara can make a new machlokes. But the Gemara is trying not to make a new machlokes. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, understand the Mishnah the same way. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the same. There's only one Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the top reflects the bottom. Happens to be, there's a location machlokes. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Mizbeach is Kulei B'Tzofen. And according to Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, it's Chatzi B'Darim V'Chatzi B'Tzofen. The Gemara is saying, if that's the case, then the base of the Mizbeach, half of its kosher for kosher Kedoshim, half of its kosher for kosher Galim. Why, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? Really, the whole Gemara, there should be no Lidvarecha, there should be no Moide, there should just be one question. Why, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, is the bottom of the Mizbeach, which is half and half, why is it possible? That's all. It should be kosher. Why is the bottom of the Mizbeach puzzle? That's all. It's a very simple question. Has nothing to do with how we're learning. The Gemara is making this whole build-up based on how we're learning the Mishnah. And but again, the word Maida proves that it's not Kepshuta. The Gemara is not Kepshuta. Because if you read the Gemara Kepshuta, the word Maida makes zero sense. Zero sense. Okay. Zok the Gemara, on my way. Hochi kom ab yechanan shnei mikrecha dorshu. V'zavachta all of us in Lishecha v'shlamecha. Rav Yosi Sovar, Rav Yosi holds, Kulei la'oilo v'kulei l'shlamim. Right? The pasuk is being Megala, you could have the whole Mizbech kosher for both. Rav Yosi bar Yehuda Sovar, Cholkeyu, Chetziv la'oilo v'chetziv l'shlamim. Half of it could be for the oil and half of it could be for the shlamim. Now again, this the pasuk is still now even the drasha is very difficult. Meaning, so where in fact is the mizbech at this point? What is the top of the mizbech? Is it tzofen? Is it not tzofen? What is it? What is the top of the mizbech? If l'chayr we're not being choiser from what we said that according to Rav Yosi the whole mizbech is betzofen. We're not being choiser from that. We're not being choiser from what we said. Right. No, I'm just saying we're not being chosen from what we said. No, but I'm just saying we're not. All I'm saying is we're not being chosen from what we said, which is that the kulim is beich betzofen koi, according to the Tanakhama. The entire mizbech is betzofen. We're staying with that. We didn't change from that. Exactly. What do you? L'chayre the pshat. You only need a pasuk because it's ma'od etena. We go back, Joey, we go back to the same Ma'alda Tema. That's not Yerech HaMizbeach. L'chore, that's the way. I mean, no place did the Gemara change gears. That the Mizbeach is not. And even the whole Arichas that we're going to have later on in the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. But that Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, the Gemara sees it a chiddush to say that the Mizbeach is not Pitzav. That's the Gemara. That we'll see from the Gemara. That's the Gemara holds a big chiddush. But L'chore, if it's a pasuk, okay, so what do we gain now? What do we gain now by saying that Mechetziov, that the ground is possible? So we'll see. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi holds kulei la'oila v'kulei l'shlam. Rabbi Yossi holds kulei la'oila v'kulei l'shlam. Chetzi v'oila v'chetzi v'lishlam. So it's a machlek, it's a gzeres ha'kos of Adon. It still doesn't give us clarity at all in the moed of Rabbi Yossi. So now what? Now what's the moed of Rabbi Yossi? Now we understand what? What do we understand now? Moed Rabbi Yossi, that what? Moed to who? Rabbi Yossi is moed to who? To what? What is Rabbi Yossi moed? To who and to what and why? I mean, l'chore, nothing gets any clearer. You're explaining to me why the top of the Mizbeach is either kosher completely for kosher kadosh, or is a gzeres hakosuf that the top of the Mizbeach, chetziv is kosher for oila, chetziv is kosher for shlama. That's all. That's the only thing we have clarity. On the base of the Mizbeach, because Rabbi Yossi, it definitely doesn't work backwards. Meaning, we definitely don't say that the top of the Mizbeach goes down. The only question is, does the bottom go up? The Mokam Shechit is on the Azor, not the Rosh HaMizbeach. So saying that the fact that the top of the Mizbeach is Chatzi Kosher Oil or Chatzi Kosher Shalom doesn't explain why the bottom would be kosher. The bottom is only totally in one thing, L'chor, not totally in a Pasuk. The bottom is totally in... Where is it? That's the only thing it's totally in. There's nothing else that it could be totally in the bottom. And in that, what's the moida? What's the moida? If he doesn't hold that the Mizbeach is Betzofen, and the Tanakhama holds that the Mizbeach is Yeh Betzofen, yeah, so then what's the moida? Tanakhama holds it's more Roy Favoida, not less Roy Favoida. Tanakama holds the Mokum of the Mizbeach is more Roy Favoida, not less Roy Favoida, because it's Betzofen. Right? So Biyasi by Yehuda is what? He's being moided to the Tanakama that it's no good? It's Moshe Kapoya. Everything here is Moshe Kapoya. Everything Moshe Kapoya. And if you're going to tell me that the Tanakama holds the bottom of the Mizbeach is Posel, Kusfelt, and Yerach, that Stama Nusing has nothing to do with the Machlekes of Biyasi or Biyasi by Yehuda. All I'm telling you is that the Moida has no verter here. The Moida is only Moshe Kapoya. The only way Moida works is if it's Moshe Kapoya. Okay? Can it theoretically be that the Tanakame, who's Machsho on top of the Mizbeach, would hold at the bottom on the floor in that place would be possible? Theoretically, it's possible. It's possible. But that's definitely not the base of this Machlokes now. There's no mokum for moida here. There's no mokum for moida. There's more of a reason why the Tanakama should hold kosher than posel. Tanakama's machsho the top of the Mizbeach completely. So there's, if anything, there's more reason for the bottom to be more kosher according to Rabbi Yossi than according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. That's it, l'chore indisputable. So once it's indisputable that the bottom of the Mizbeach, right, the bottom of the Mizbeach is going to be more kosher according to the Tanakhama than according to Rabbi Yossi. How does it work the other way? Moide Rabbi Yossi that it's possible. Moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, the Tanakhama, it's possible. That just doesn't work. You could even say Shneihem. If Rabbi Yechon would come and say, Om Rabbi Yechon, L'divrei Shneihem, Kenegdei HaMizbeach possible. Okay. That would also work. That would also work. We'll figure out why. We'll figure out why is it possible. If the whole Mizbeach is Betzofen, why is it possible? We can figure something out, maybe. But what's the maida? What in the world is the maida? There's no maida here. There's no maida. The Tanakhama is more machshir than Mizbeach. Then Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. That's all I'm trying to say is the word maida b'chlal doesn't go. No matter how you're going to learn, even if you're going to drum up a reason, I can give you a reason. My reason could be, you know what? Yerach HaMizbech is taka tanai. And it's like we said last week, it could very well be that even if the Mizbech is bitzof, that it's still not good. And that's what the Rambam holds, Rabbi Yisai. The Rambam holds like that, halacha l'maise. The Rambam holds that the Mizbech is bitzof. And the Rambam paskins keneged Mizbech is post. Period. The Rambam holds keneged Mizbech is post. So, there's no problem with that. There's no problem learning that the bottom, I'm trying to say is, the bottom doesn't have to be kosher just because the top is kosher. I don't have a problem with that. The top has a different, either din of tzofen or immunity. Immunity. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. If Rav Yochanan would come in and say, Shneem, Ledivrei Shneem, Hashoichi Pekarka, Kenegni Pekarka, Kosher. Possible. No problem. No problem. What? Really, Kulam is Bech Betzofen Koi. But the Torah was never Machshir, the whole Tzofen of the Azara. The Torah was only Machshir, the Tzofen of the Tzofen of the Azara. The Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofen. Which is exactly the way the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that when the Torah identified a Mokom Shechita, it never said Tzofen Azara, it said Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofen. The Rambam Taka holds that the Mizbeach is not the border of the Tzofen that's kosher for Shechita's kosher. The other side of the Mizbeach. It's not Dorim. Legabi Shechita. Physically, it's Tzofen. The Mizbeach is on the Tzofen. But the Torah, when the Torah identified the Mokom Shechita, it didn't say Shechted in the Tzofen Azor. It said Shechted al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofen. So it's not enough. It's not enough. This, we spoke about this last week. Tzofen doesn't necessarily mean anywhere with what's called north. North of what? So if we use the Mizbeach as the border, not the Azara, so then the Torah was only Machshir, the northern side of the Mizbeach. Wherever the Mizbeach, exactly. Wherever the Mizbeach. North of the Mizbeach. Theoretically, it could even be that if the Mizbeach was Bedorim, right. Yeah. It would be kosher. If the north side of the Mizbeach would still be in the south side of the Azara, which it's not. North of the Mizbeach. North of the Mizbeach. That's all. Which I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not telling you theoretical. That's how the Rambam, the only halacha sefer we have in Kachim, really, I mean, we have the Aruch HaShulchan Ohasim, that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins. That the Mizbeach is betzofen. For Afal Pikein. It's only kosher shechita, the north of the Mizbeach. Which means that the Mokom Mizbeach, according to the Rambam, is not tzofen for Kshchita, even though it physically is tzofen of the Azorah. So that's what I'm telling you. I don't have a problem if Rav Yochanan would come into the Gemara and say, not only according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who says that the Mizbeach is not tzofen, or at least it's half and half, but L'divrei Shneyem, connect the B'karka Apostle. I have no problem with that. But what's Moideh? Moideh doesn't make any sense. Tanakhama holds that the Mizbeach is more betzofen, the way we're holding. He holds it's kulay betzofen koi. So either it should be kosher, or there should be a din yarach, which is ma'akev, that has to be on the north side of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, that there's nothing to be Moideh to. That's not more of a sheet of Rabbi Yossi than it is a sheet of Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's a separate shaila. That's a separate shaila. We could sit down and clear When the Torah said that you should check the korb kachik kedoshim al yerach hamizbech tzifoid, what was the Torah saying? Was the Torah saying the north side of the Hazara? Do it on the base of the mizbech on the north of the Hazara? Was that what the Torah was saying? Or was the Torah saying the north side of the mizbech? Fine, that's a mashmoyes doshim. How to read the pasuk, and that could be read l'chayra whether you learn like a b'yaisi. Whether you like a Beis by Yehuda, it's the same issue. It happens to be, it's more of an issue according to Rav Yossi than it is according to Beis Yehuda and according to Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Yossi, by the Mizbech, you're not even totally in the north of the Hazara, whereas according to Rav Yossi and Tanakama, you are on the north side of the Hazara. So there's more of a reason why it should be kosher, according to the Tanakama. There's definitely no opposite thinking. So the Maida doesn't work. I'm sorry, you had something you were plotting. It's still brewing?
No.
Oh.
How does the Rambam learn this Mishnah?
Because
the
Rambam
holds that
Aspi
on
the
Tzafim of the
Mizbeach,
and here the Mishnah says on top of the
Mizbeach. Oh, beautiful. The top is the top. The top doesn't work because it's Tzafim. The top works because there's a Pasuk, Vizavachto Olav Oyloi Secho Shlomecho. It's a new Pasuk. It's not working on Tzafim. Which we went, again, this already we chewed up last week. But this is a separate issue. What I'm trying to basically to get to here is that it seems muchach from here that there's another machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi that's invisible. When you read the sugya, it seems to be invisible. At this point, all we have is the facts that we have don't lend itself for this shakal v'tariah. The facts that we have so far, the Shaka Vatari doesn't work. So far, the facts that we had was Machloik's location in Mizbeach. Then we said, well, if that's the case, then it should translate on the floor. Right? Why is it? And then the Gemara, and now the Gemara's going to, now the Gemara's going right. Gemara says, Gemara's now going to go right. Where are we going with this? Says the Gemara, Omri Achikoma, Shnei Mikrecha Dorsha, Zavachta Lover Secho Shlomecha, Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Kulei Loilov Kulei Shlomim, Rabbi Yossi Bayuda Sovar, Chokeu, Chetziv Loilov, Chetziv Loishlom. Again, it seems to be nothing more than a machlaikas, how to understand the Gzeres HaKosov of the Zavachta Olov. Is the Torah being machshir the whole top of the Mizbeach for Kodesh Kedoshim? Was the Torah only being machshir half? Says the Gemara, Sachadaitach Kulei Lakosha. The reason why Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda darshans the Pasuk the way he does is because Hashta Kulei Lakosha, Kulei Shlomi Boya, and Sazichon should be kosher. Vidach Itzrich, Sachadaitach Amine. I would say maybe Oilo, the Dochik Lei Mokim. Maybe Dafka the Oilo, the Mizbeach is kosher. Avul Shlomim Deloy Dochek Leimakim. Now this is Rabbi Yossi, by the way. This is Rabbi Yossi who holds the whole top of the Mizbeach is kosher, and he holds that the whole Mizbeach is Bitzofen, because we haven't gone back on that. So why would I think only? Why would I think he can't shecht the Shlomim there? You don't even need Tzofen for Shlomim. Shlomim is kosher anywhere. Shlomim is kosher anywhere. B'diavad. Even maybe lechatchil, avo shlomim, lo dochek leimokim, aim aloy, maybe it's no good. Kamash malon. Okay. Now the Gemara just goes into a technicality. What do we mean when we talk about kinegdim bakarka? It sounds like under the Mizbeach. What's under the Mizbeach? Where is that? So the Gemara explains that it means that the Mizbeach is small. Let's say the Mizbeach got shrunk. They shrunk the Mizbech. They made it smaller. That would be connected. The Gemara is trying to make the words make sense. The Gemara says, "Gufam Ravasim Yechem Ayduv Hizim Yehudushim Shachtan Connected B'Karka Psulim." I'm Racham Yehudu Avinim. My Connected B'Karka. Ilema. If he's talking about the Yisoid or the Soiviv, meaning the actual parts of the Mizbech, that's the Mizbech. The Mizbech had three went in twice. So if you're going to tell me he means on the Yisoid or the Soiviv, where each time it went in. That's all still part of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, that's not karka. Hogufa Mizbeach. Void my bekarka. You make a hole under the Mizbeach, a tunnel. That's no good, because then the whole Mizbeach would be possible. The whole Mizbeach would be possible. For time, Mizbeach Abonu Matasali, we learn out of the Pasuk, Sheyeh Mechubi Ba'adoma. The Mizbeach has to be flush on solid ground. Loyal Gabi Mechilus, for Loyal Gabi keeping. The Mizbeach can't be built up on a tunnel or on beams. It has to be flush on solid ground. Basically, on the north side of the Mizbeach, you shrunk the Mizbeach. So now you have that space on the base of the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach would have been sitting, that's possible. That space, which is mamish apliyah, it's mamish tzofen. That's mamish tzofen, right? And that would still be possible. That is l'chayre an indisputable raya to what we're saying, that there's a tzad to say that you need the north side of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the border. And if the Mizbeach would be shrunk in and you would put it over there, which is theoretically still... it's not the north side of Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach now is not the full Mizbeach. But Suri Batsri means the Mizbeach, you shrunk the Mizbeach from its rightful size. So then, that would be that Luchar at that point. Right, exactly. Now the Gemara is going to go with the whole Shaka of Atariya of where the Mizbeach is. Is it possible that the entire Mizbeach has been softened and it's not written anywhere in Shas? And the Gemara is going to go through now just Mishnayis to prove that, yes, there is a sheet that's Rabbi Yossi, that the whole Mizbeach has been softened. There is such a sheet. That's basically the Hemshech of the Gemara. Okay, so this question that I'm asking you about Moida, the only one that really addresses this directly, at least the earliest source, is the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes says following question. Koshe, my moide del Rabbi Yossi bebatzri betzure. He says, what's the moide? He says, I don't understand, what's the moide? We're talking about here, according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, is being moide to the Tanakhama. Right? Meaning, who are the two opinions here? Like Yankiv said, we're not going shopping in Shas. We're talking about this machlekes, moide. Right? We're not shopping around to see maybe there's some opinion that's not written somewhere. Rabbi Yechon's coming with Ruach HaKedesh. He's talking about our machlekes. So, frek the Sfas Emes. We're talking here Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda is being moide to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, Kulim is Beach, Bitzofen. Sandatzofen. And it was Bitzuri Batsri. You made the Mizbeach smaller, and now you're on the ground. So that is the north side of the Azorah, on the ground. What's wrong with it? According to Rav Yossi, that's Chatchila Shem L'Katchila. Right? What's wrong with that?
Maybe it's the base.
We're saying, Bitzuri Batsri, you shrunk the Mizbeach, and now you did it on the floor. That's what the Gemara is saying. Connect the Bekarka. Ask the Sfas Emes. Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi, kosher, does it self in Azorah? Mamish Apella. There's Mamish Apella. And this Sfas Emes is pshat, is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. You know how he wants to matchik what moide means. That moide is really going back to the top. Meaning, even though he holds on the bottom is possible, because it's bedorim, the top is still good. In other words, it says moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda shem shochtin kinegel b'karka shel psula. What it really means is moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda that it's kosher on top, even though it's possible on the bottom. It's almost like he's having a conversation with himself.
I who hold.
I'm moide that it's kosher. Even though, what's wrong? Because it's not what B'Echlin says. Yehuda, it's not what B'Echlin says. Moide Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Shem Shach Makaka Shem Psula. That's what he says. He doesn't say kosher. If it would be a different memory, there's no problem with it. If Rabbi Yechon would say, Moidi Rabbi Yesi, by Yehuda La'atzmai, Shagam, that it's Pasal Lamata, it's Kosher Lamala, I would have no problem. That's a completely different memory. That has nothing to do with this memory. Zoktus Vasemes, for Efshar, Hod Moidu Ainu Da Filu Rabbi Yesi by Yehuda, the Kulim is Berech Bedorim, Mikomokai Machshel Lamala, still Kosher. But then he himself says, but what's going on? But he's going on the bottom. So he tries to pull it back to the bottom. He says, maybe. Now that Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda holds, I mean, this is Mamisha. Now that Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda holds, that the Mizbeach is Kuloi Bedor. Right? Kuloi Bedor. So which means the whole Mizbeach is really in the south. Still in all he holds, Rosh HaMizbech is kosher. So now, maybe the bottom should be kosher, because the top is kosher. Exactly. Now, even though he holds that the whole top is Bedorim, right? Which means, and that's why on the bottom it's Pasul. Still he holds, the top is kosher. So now that he holds half the top is kosher, below that half it should also be kosher. Moide! To who? Rabbi Yossi holds it's kosher because it's Taka. It's the north. Who's he moide to? Basically, Mamish Agansi Shtikul Torah with himself. Basically, you, Rabbi Yossi, you hold the Mizbeach is Bedor, which means the whole top should be Pasul. Still, in all this Exeris HaKosul, Vizavachta Olav, Vizavachta Olav, Vizavachta Olav, the Torah was Machshir. Now that the Torah was Machshir, the Chayr below it should also be Kosher. Because the Torah was Machshir, this south part of the Azara, the top of the Mizbeach on this south part of the Azara, he's minded that it's possible. To who? To himself. To what? He's theoretically minded to a theoretical Baal Plukta who would argue with him theoretically on what he holds on the Rosh HaMizbeach.
He's minded because originally he said half and half, but now he's saying the whole thing
isn't
tomorrow. That's what he's
minded. Minded to who? To the opinion of all the north? Moida to who? Moida means I agree with you. I agree to who?
He's
Moida, what he originally said. The Fasamis is Kashis. We're talking here, there's two people in the room. There's no elephants. There's two. There's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. They weren't around in the Zman HaMishneh. Zman HaMishneh. You have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. We're trying to figure out what these opinions are. So we're saying... We're saying, just listen, because it's not. If you listen, it's not shaykh that you'd be saying what you're saying. It's not shaykh. We have two tanoim. We have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. Those are the two tanoim. All of them, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with these two tanoim. Rabbi Yossi holds the whole mizbeach is bitzov, and we're staying that way. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, we assumed holds the mizbeach is half bitzov and half bedar. That's what we assumed. We said, well, if that's what Itaka holds, then Keneg the Bakarka should be kosher. Half of it should be kosher. If that's what he holds, that half the Mizbech is Bitzofen and half the Mizbech is Bedorim, then he, Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, should hold that the ground should be half kosher and half posel. That's what we're asking. That's the whole point. Right? I, Rav Yochanan, says that Rav Yossi by Yehuda admits to Rabbi Yossi that the floor under the Mizbeach is Pasul. Rav Yossi holds the floor under the Mizbeach is kosher. That's Fasemis is kosher. So what is, forget Rav Zeira, forget Abaye, forget Ravina, forget, Rav Yossi is talking to Rav Yossi by Yehuda. Rav Yochanan is saying that Rav Yossi by Yehuda admits, agrees to Rav Yossi, agrees to Rabbi Yossi that if you shecht it on the floor under the Mizbeach, it's possible. Right? Shecht the Sasemis, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yossi, the whole Mizbeach is bitzof. The whole base of the Mizbeach is kosher. That's the kasha. The answer is what? The answer is, Rabbi Yossi holds the whole Mizbeach is bidor. Rabbi Yossi Be'yudah. So he really should hold the whole top is kosher. Still, in all this exeris hakosov, that half the top is kosher. So once half the top is kosher, half the bottom should be kosher. According to Rav Yossi, the whole bottom should be kosher, because he holds the whole mizbeach is betzofim. But according to Rav Yossi by Yehuda, who holds the whole top is bedorim, but still in all the Torah was machsher half of it, so now that should translate to the bottom, and that should also be kosher. On that, Moed Rabbi Yossi, by Yehuda, that on the ground, it's possible. But Rabbi Yossi holds the ground of kosher completely. So it's all theoretical. The whole thing is theoretical. We're saying, it's like almost like theoretical if the Tanakhama would... That's the way you have to learn according to Tzvasemis. Theoretical, the Tanakhama, if the Tanakhama would have held that this was Dorim, then the Tanakhama would have said possible. Right? Theoretically. So, but that's like anybody. That's not the Tanakhama. That's Pesi and me. And that's anybody would say that. That if theoretically under the Mizbeach would be the south, it would theoretically be possible for Kotcher Kadosh.
But isn't that what the
Kilo? No, but that's the Reish HaMizbeach. We're talking about not a floor. There's no Kilo on the floor. We're talking about the floor. Zok down. Not the top. The floor in the dorm. Heinu the kulim is beach, but don't we come on a machshel amala? Moide the heinu davke b'roish ham is beach. Avoloi nischadish the hakarke shel mokam ham is beach. Niskasha. So the Sfasemis was a big goyin. So you have to. He's not stam saying. He's saying a goyin is shtickle. I'm just saying it. His goyin is shtickle is like this. According to Rav Yossi, that holds the Mizbeach is bitzofim. The Torah never told us any big chidushim here. The only chiddush the Torah told us was that the top of the Mizbeach is okay. It's not, you would think you need Yerach. Come on, you don't need Yerach. So therefore, theoretically, if the Mizbeach wasn't bitzofim, right, there would be no mocker that anything but sofim is kosher. So I want at least you should, because you it's better than you think. The way you think the Sfasemis is saying it's even worse than I think. Sfasemis is better than you think. Sfasemis pshat is more korvel up pshat. What the Sfasemis is, this is the way he's trying to touch up. According to the Rabbi Yossi, there is never a mocker in the Torah that anything but sofim is kosher for kosher kadosh. Period. There's only one direction in the Azara that's kosher for kosher kadosh, and that's the tzof. Period. According to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, who holds that the Mizbeach is bedorim, there's a chiddush. Oh, what's happening? According to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, who holds that the Mizbeach is not tzof, the Mizbeach is bedorim. So really the Torah said two chiddushim. Number, not just Ma'u de Tema, you need to be Yerach. The Torah is saying, even though it's Bedorim, it's still kosher. The top is still kosher. So theoretically, according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, in the pasuk of Zavachta Olav, the Torah was not only Mechadesh, that you don't need Yerach, the Torah was Mechadish, that in this place, this specific place, it's kosher, even though it's in the Dorah. So now, basically, theoretically speaking, again, it's not practical, but theoretically speaking, according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no source that you could ever shecht Kol Shekadosh on the south of the Azara. Period. According to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, there is theoretically a mocker that you could check Kol Shekadoshim on the south of the Hazor. You know where? On top of the Mizbech, which according to him is on the south of the Hazor. So if in the world of theatrics, there is a theoretically, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, there's a location in the Doraim that's kosher. It's theoretical because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbech wasn't there. So it's not kosher because there's no Mizbech there. They both agree that the tzofen of the top of the Mizbech is kosher for Shechita. No machlokes. Machlokes is whether the Doraim of the top of the Mizbech is kosher. Right? But theoretically, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, there is a southern part of the Azara that's kosher for Shechitas Kotcher Kadosh. And that is the top of the Mizbech, which is completely on the south. So now, Rabbi Yossi, who's a diehard Tzofin Shita, always Tzofin, and Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda is not a diehard Tzofin, because he has the top of the Mizbeach, which is Bedorim, and it's still kosher. So he's moide that he can't take his chiddush and put it down to the floor. That's the moide. The moide is, I'm moide to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds that only the north is kosher for kosher kedoshim. There's never a matzav that you could check kosher kedoshim on the north of the Hazor, ever. There's no such a mitzias. Right? There's no such a mitzias. The only reason why Rav Yossi used a lashon of ki'ilu is because it's not on the floor. But as far as the north of the Hazor, there is never a case. South, there is never a case where you could check kosher kedoshim on the south of the Hazor. There's never such a case. There's the north floor, and there's the north top of the Mizbeach, and our Mishnah's Mechadish that the north, that the top of the Mizbeach, which is on the north, is kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Ganzer Mizbeach is on the south, at this point. Bedorim Koy. So the Torah was Mechadish here, not just that the carbon doesn't have to be shechted on the floor, but that actually, it could be on the north, if it's on top of the Mizbeach. On the floor, not. But if it's on top of the Mizbeach, it could even be on the north, on the south, and it's still kosher for Kotcher Kedosh. So theoretically, there's a machloikis of Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Tanakhama, not in Lamaisa, in theoretics. There's a machloikis whether the Torah is there, if you had a Yediyah Klolos question. Is there ever a case where somebody could be shechting in the north, on the south side of the Hazor and the carbon is kosher? The answer would be Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, yes. Top of the Mizbech. Zok the Sfasemes, Moide, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's Moide, that on the floor, there is no such a thing. So he's Moide that there's no exceptions to the rule on the floor. On the top of the Mizbech, there is. Because the top of the Mizbech, according to him, is on the south. And it's still kosher for Kotcher Kedosh. The floor, there is no exception. And I would think, maybe, that just like the Torah made exception on the top, maybe there's also exception on the bottom. He's moide that there is no... But again, so it's better than the way we were explaining it. It's better. But it's still... Put it this way. This does not match moide and shas. This is a kofes simchas teir. This is a kofes simchas teir.
Who is that for? What? He says it works beautifully.
No. You're off. You're way off. You're in the wrong side. You're on the wrong side of the Hazor. The Gemara is coming that according to Rav Yossi, the entire Mizbech is Betzofen. So you're wrong. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah says that. The Gemara explained that. The Gemara said, because you would think that north is not enough. Not only do you need the north side of the Hazor, but it has to be on the base of the Mizbech, not on top of the Mizbech. Kamash Mon v'zavacht olov, that it's even kosher on top. That's the Gemara explains. But according to Rav Yossi, The entire Mizbeach is on the north side of the Azara. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, at this point we're saying the Mizbeach is on the south. Moide, but Tanakam is north.
He's
moide.
He should be based on the way that the Tanakam and Rabbi
Yossi say
he's falling off the Mishnah.
He's what?
That's what he's
moide. He didn't say anything in the Mishnah.
No, his Mishnah.
He didn't say anything in the Mishnah. He said zero in the Mishnah. He only taught us halacha. He taught us that the top of the Mizbeach is half kosher for kosher kedushim. That's all. He didn't.
Why?
He never said it's soften.
Why?
Because v'zavach tolov. Because v'zavach tolov. No, because v'zavach tolov. It's exeris
hakosher. But what was his physical dimensions of it at the Mishnah point? Half and half.
No, we have no idea.
That's what the Gemara learned.
No. The Gemara only went there after we said that according to Rav Yossi, the whole Mizbeach is b'tzofen. According to Rav Yossi, so then Mistama, according to Rav Yossi, it's half and half. The Gemara says, no. According to Rav Yossi by Yehuda,
based on how Rav Yossi learned, based on how the Tanakhama learned, that's what he's moida. Based on how the Tanakhama learned, Rav Yossi by Yehuda would say it's all in the Dharam.
Based on what?
Based on the way the Gemara is learning Rav Yossi.
The Gemara, the Mishnah wasn't doing based on the Gemara. You two Tanon talking to each other, Rav Yossi and Rav Yossi by Yehuda. So Rav Yechanan is saying, these two Tanon, forget about us guys. We're trying to bring you back to there, to the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan said,
he would be
Moideh. No, he didn't say he would. He said he is.
He is
Moideh. He's Moideh to Rav Yossi that if you shecht it on the floor, under the Mizbeach, it's possible. Forget why. Rav Yossi holds its kosher. Rav Yossi holds its kosher there.
Right.
So what's why? How can it be Moideh? You made it to the guy who says it's kosher, you made it that it's possible. What?
So again,
you made it to the one who says it's possible. Kosher, you're saying you made it, I made it to you, it's possible. I'm not dizzy, I'm not happy. No, it's nothing to be sorry, that's Mulchamta Shalter. I'm trying to understand. Rav Yossi started the whole. Rav Yossi started. Rav Yossi said, at this point, by the time Rabbi Yechanan came in, they're arguing about Xeris HaKosov. That's not their argument. Their argument is how to learn the Pasuk. Happens to be that there's a machlokes, Rav Yossi and Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. No, we don't. We have no idea what Rav Yossi. We assume that that's Rav Yossi held. Now that we brought the pasuk again, no. Rav Yossi by Yehuda can hold home as Beich as Bedar. They're arguing about a pasuk. Rav Yechanan is coming after the pasuk. Now we have a pasuk. V'zavachta olav eloisecho. Rav Yossi holds that the Torah is being matter the home as Beich. And Rav Yossi by Yehuda holds that the Torah is being matter half a kachim.
What's
implied? It's a Xeris HaKosov.
But what's implied from that?
Xeris HaKosov.
But what's implied?
There's no implied. There's no implication. There's no implication. It sounds like the Mizbeach is its own place. It's its own place. The Torah gave you a new thing. There's a vacht all of you. You could shecht on the Mizbeach.
Why not the whole thing?
Gezeras? No, Xeris HaKosov.
But he's saying half.
Because the Torah said... He said why. He explained why. He didn't say your reason. He said the Torah didn't have to say Shlomecha. The fact that the Torah said Shlomecha proves that the Torah meant to say no. There's designated places on top of the Mizbeach. Part of it is kosher. Kosher Kedoshim. Part of it is kosher Kedoshim. Period. Nothing to do with your thing. Where the Mizbeach is. Irrelevant. He knew where the Mizbeach was. He wasn't learning from this Pasuk where the Mizbeach was. He has a Pasuk. The Pasuk says you could shecht Elasecho Shlomecha. According to Rav Yossi, the Torah was saying the whole top is kosher. According to Rav Yossi, he split it. Why split it? Because it says Elasecho Shlomecha. That's the whole thing. That's the beginning and the end of where his drasha ends. Comes Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon says, I have something else to say. Rav Yossi by Yehuda is moideh to Rav Yossi that if you shecht it on the floor where the Mizbeach is situated, He's moida that it's possible. Rav Yossi holds the whole thing is possible, as kosher. So what's the moida? So what's your explanation? No, I'm not. Okay. I don't know, maybe he's passed like a Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see. We don't know how to run them. We know when he passed because Allah Khalamah.